Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Washington Post. Atlantic Magazine releases additional signal messages between senior Trump officials that include operational details of strikes in Yemen. This is a piece of a much larger story, and I welcome my colleagues, Andrew McCarthy of National Review Online and Thaddeus McCutter of American Greatness, to comment on what we know so far of the national security team for the Trump administration, all senior figures, participating in a chat room on a social media device called Signal on, we presume, government-issued cell phones. We're not sure. And that is now a major focus of a House and Senate investigation in Washington of the violation of top-secret information, operational plans, and war plans. Andy, a very good evening to you. This story is moving very quickly, so I went to the Post because there's more information coming. Jeffrey Goldberg is the editor-in-chief of the Atlantic magazine. We can presume he is also agreeing or vouchsafing this most recent release. He was on the distribution list of the Signal's social media site, and therefore he received and watched and learned information that was meant to be top secret, highly irregular. As of right now, what is the explanation by the principals, either the DCI, the head of the CIA, the head of national security, the Secretary of Defense? Has anyone come forward with an explanation for this? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John and Thaddeus. Well, you know, I think what we've learned over the last decades, is that when these scandals happen involving the inappropriate handling of classified information, regardless of which party is in power, there's basically the same pattern that takes place. So the administration that's in power will basically deny what should be undeniable, which is that classified information was leaked out. And then they somewhat incoherently add to that in any event, there was no intent to harm national security. And then the party that's not in power will caterwaul that, investigations need to be open. The Justice Department needs to be active. FBI needs to be active. We should have charges. We should have hearings. And they have a fine case of amnesia about all of that once they get back in power themselves and the roles reverse. So we're seeing this pattern play out. The explanation, if you can call it that, John, is that the administration can't deny what was said because Jeffrey Goldberg not only was on this Signal chat, but he kept the receipts. He kept the copies of the texts. So what has happened over the last day or so is that initially the administration, in particular Secretary of Defense Hegseth, came out and said that, you know, it wasn't true that he had put out combat operation plans. And since that therefore called Goldberg's honor into question, he proceeded the next morning to release some of the texts that Hegseth offered up in connection with this chat between top administration officials, which talks about sequence of attacks, the weaponry to be used, makes references to targets, talks about the time of the attacks. And this is all within 2 hours of when the attacks were about to start. So I think it's implausible to claim that this information wasn't classified. I think what they're falling back on is the old, what we're dealing with here is oral information. So you don't have documents that were stamped classified. But as we said many times during the Hillary Clinton email scandal, some information is born classified in the sense that if you're talking about things that the guidelines make secret, and the guidelines do make in oncoming military operations top secret information, then that information is classified, whether there's a document that actually says that with a, you know, a big bright red stamp.
Thaddeus, you have a comment or a question for Andy?
A question for Andy. The difference between misfeasance and malfeasance, let's say someone like a staffer had added Mr. Goldberg to the list and got him on the Signals app, would that constitute a greater punishment or not?
Well, I think in terms of that person, Thaddeus, it would be a greater offense because that's intentional sabotage. But what we're dealing with here in the main are top national security officials who get privileged access to classified information because they're rigorously trained in how it is supposed to be handled, and they make commitments to handle it in the lawfully appropriate way. So if those people violate that commitment by, for example, exchanging communications that contain top secret information over a non-secure, non-government communications channel like Signal, then they are liable even if they didn't intend to do any harm or any sabotage to the United States, because the standard is gross negligence. This is one of those rare potentially criminal offenses where you don't actually have to prove criminal intent, because the subset of people that it pertains to are trained on this stuff and make a commitment to follow the rules in order to get access to it.
Here's what I've read, gentlemen. One, Signal is not approved for handling top secret information. Two, we're not certain that all the people participating in this chat room were doing it on a government-issued smartphone. Did anyone use their private iPhone? And three, we don't know about the distribution list. We just don't know. And that'll take some time, and we might never know, because that would be part of the investigation. So, Andy, there are a whole lot of facts we don't have to come to a conclusion. It's a very large moving story. Is it, in your measure right now, damaging to the war fighting? The information about a strike that was to take place in 2 hours and is now behind us.
Well, it didn't. We're fortunate, John, in the sense that it didn't cause any catastrophic fallout that we know of. So in that sense, the operation went off without a hitch. They conducted their strikes. No American personnel were harmed, let alone killed or anything like that in the operation. I do, though, think that what's being lost here is the value of the operation in the first place. What the Trump administration was trying to do, putting aside this mishandling of the information in the run-up to it, what they were trying to do is restore deterrence with respect to the Iranian proxies, the Houthis, who have made shipping very, very difficult for a lot of global commerce in the Red Sea, and who have serially attacked Israel in the multi-front war that Iran is conducting against Israel. So I think it was very important, after 4 years of passivity by Biden, to restore deterrence. And to the extent that this is overwhelming that objective, I think that does harm us.
That is, you have a comment or a question?
Well, Andy, I go back to the fact, so I just want to be clear. Even if someone had deliberately added Mr. Goldberg to this for purposes, whatever purposes, people who were on the chat with Signal would have a problem if they used their personal cell phones, etc., correct?
Yeah, number one, they would have a problem being on Signal in the first place. if classified information, national defense information, was being exchanged on this chat. So even before you get to the question of whether they were using government devices or private devices, it's problematic to be having a chat of this nature on a non-government system. And then the next step is, if you were using private phone devices instead of the government issued phone devices, what that raises is the possibility that people are conducting government business on private devices, which of course was the big Hillary Clinton email scandal of 2015 or so. The issue there is whether you're trying to defeat government record keeping requirements and the fact that the private devices are not as secure as the government devices. So that's a big problem, too.
So then, just to be clear, then, even if there was malfeasance, it would not preclude being charged with misfeasance on the other people's part.
Not if you're in that, if you're in that bucket of government officials who are trusted with access to national defense information because you've been trained on it and you know what the rules are, you are liable if you were grossly negligent. They don't have to prove criminal intent on you.
Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. There are other controversies and need attention.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like... Wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.